tech companies versus the dollar. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Microsoft stock is in probably for an early pounding after the company late Monday reported profits that were hurt by the shift of software to the so-called cloud and limp demand for desktop computers. Its stock is down 7% in pre-market trading, something else hurting a company with Microsoft's global reach, the strong dollar, which shrinks profits when siphoned back from overseas. Apple and Yahoo are among other tech companies reporting quarterly profits today, where we may also see the corrosive effect of the strong dollar. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
A stronger dollar means a weaker every other currency. So if you are a company selling a lot abroad, being paid in weakening currencies, well, that's not good for profits. Larry Goldman is a partner at Analysys Mason.
Internet-driven technology, the cloud, app-based companies, and so forth, their expenses are very, very concentrated in the U.S. And their growth opportunities are elsewhere. They struggle the most with the rising dollar as far as U.S. tech companies go.
For investors following every earnings report, this can be a worry. But the bigger concern for tech companies themselves is less the dollar's strength and more the reason for the dollar's strength, the weak global economy.
Sales, even in yen in Japan, are very, very weak, maybe 1%, 2%, maybe flat. In euros are going to be similar range, maybe 1%, 2%, 3%.
Andrew Bartels is an analyst at Forrester Research. Weak sales abroad in weak currencies abroad make for weak growth for U.S. companies selling abroad. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
The dollar is slightly weaker this morning. A euro costs $1.1275. It costs 118 Japanese yen and a little over 6.24 Chinese renminbi to buy a dollar. More numbers. Despite the blizzard, which may be more epic in New England than it is here in New York this morning, Wall Street plans to be open today, a testament to both the intrepidness of the men and women of financial services and the fact that so much of the markets is run by computers that don't have to wear parkas. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down in the 0.5% range now. The 100-share index in London is down 0.3%. There's news today that the Irish airline Aer Lingus has embraced a takeover bid by the parent company of British Airways. This is a touchy subject in Ireland. The BBC's Russell Padmore is following this from London. Morning, Russell.
Morning to you, David.
Aer Lingus is okay with this proposed merger, but what, the Irish government would have to approve?
Yes, we're in a situation now where politics is going to come into play. Jobs are on the line here. And do remember, this is a transatlantic airline. The major attraction for the British Airways-owned IAG Group is all those landing slots at Heathrow. Those slots are quite lucrative. If anyone was to set out and buy the slots owned by Aer Lingus, they'd have to pay out about $450 million. So you can see the very busy Heathrow hub is one of the attractions for this British Airways Group in control. A takeover of Aer Lingus.
I want to ask you something. Russell, I know you to be an Irishman who lives in England. How would you feel about the National Airline of Ireland merging with British Airways?
Well, as a journalist, of course, I have to be impartial on these matters. There is the nagging doubt about an island economy needs to have its own control of the airlines. But ultimately, the politicians are going to come under pressure about jobs, and there will be that nagging doubt in Ireland. Oh, goodness me, there's a British-owned big major company trying to buy this traditional Irish company. Will the politicians go along with it? The cabinet is meeting today in Dublin to consider this. But also on top of that, what will the big stakeholder, the competitor, Ryanair, do?
The BBC's Russell Padmore in London. Thank you.
David, thank you very much. It's the Irishman in me saying thank you.
Healthcare is increasingly being delivered in strip malls and beyond. In Southern California, Kaiser Permanente recently opened four clinics inside Target stores. Patients welcome the ability to see someone quickly when they have a fever or a cut. But what about the security of private medical data? From KPBS in San Diego, David Wagner reports.
It took me a while to find Kaiser's new clinic at this Target store in San Diego. I passed by the rows of shopping carts, snaked around the registers, resisted the urge to stop for pizza at the cafe. Finally, I found a door next to the pharmacy, leading to a quiet reception area and a pair of exam rooms where patients can see a nurse practitioner. Dr. Paul Bernstein is Kaiser's medical director in San Diego. He says these clinics offer patients maximum convenience. you could be at Target buying some diapers, and then...
If your kid happens to have an earache at the same time, instead of like, thinking, oh, do I have to go to urgent care or go somewhere else, you just walk a couple aisles over.
You can even see a doctor, at least one on a screen. Patients have the option to video conference with someone like Dr. Heidi Meyer.
I'm a family physician here at Kaiser Permanente.
She reached me from an office about 15 miles away. Kaiser says telemedicine works here because remote doctors are looking at the same electronic files as nurses in the clinic. But shuffling digital files between hospitals and big box stores has its risks, according to Eva Velasquez, president and CEO of the Identity Theft Resource Center. She says out of all industries, healthcare reported the most data breaches in 2014.
They have struggled.
So Velasquez worries about healthcare companies joining forces with retailers. Her organization fielded a huge spike in calls back in 2013 when millions of Target customers had their credit card data compromised.
Those vulnerabilities that they each had individually have now expanded. You know, here's a healthcare entity that now has potentially the same vulnerabilities as a retail entity and vice versa.
Kaiser says it remains tasked with keeping medical information secure, but it defers to Target on any breach that might happen in their payment system. Security experts will be watching that balancing act as retail clinics expand. Kaiser is already hoping to open new clinics in California Targets later this year. In San Diego, I'm David Wagner for Marketplace.
Our producers are Justin Ho, Katie Long, and Meg Kramer. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.